Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. Healthcare transparency includes knowing what the cost of your appointment is going to be before you go, Senator Rich Dreheim explains.
But if you need to go and get a throat culture, what is it going to cost you? Or if you need a colonoscopy or some other procedure, you know, what is that going to cost you? Is there facility fees attached to it?
Dreheim says it's a good start to the conversation around healthcare among lobbyists, the healthcare industry.
Other than the teachers' union, they're probably the most powerful group. The groups we've been working with are, you have the health insurance people, you have the providers, the hospital clinic groups, and then the Minnesota Chamber.
He did say if you ask for an estimate by law, they do have to give you one, but they have 90 days to do so. The original bill Dreheim put forth was to allow for 3 days. They negotiated it with lobbyists and landed on 10 days. He added,
but if you can start having a little more transparency and have us as consumers more aware of what it's going to cost to have things done, we can make hopefully a better educated decision on when and where we want to have stuff done.
He said they're always working on balancing how bills affect others. The legislature is off this week. They'll return April 9th. All the downtown acronyms are in one place. The NDDC, the NEC, the CVB, and the COC, Chamber of Commerce, moved to 19 Bridge Square. Chamber President Todd Bornhauser said,
for us, we're enjoying being all under one roof. It does improve the communication tremendously. And I think we're just able in the final run be able to deliver a better product there.
Speaking of product and services, the Northfield Home and Garden Show is this Saturday.
We've got over 40 vendors right now that have signed up, and we'll be showing off their goods and services in the arena. And we've got 8 new members that are coming on board this year.
He added,
it's more than just home and garden. It's lifestyle, it's health, it's leisure. We've got lots of different businesses that participate in the show. So it's just a great opportunity to get out and meet businesses on a one-to-one basis.
Are you planning on selling your home? How do you stage it? Ever thought of a robotic lawnmower? Check one out at the show. Grungy garage floor? Find a way to fix it. There's lots more, and all in one place. KYMN will be out there too. Bornhauser said it's a great no-pressure way to find out about what's available locally. The show is at the Northfield Arena from 9 to 3, April 7th. And the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary has raised well over $900,000 to support the NHNC's community wellness and health care. They're set to hit the $1 million mark this year with their annual book fair. Now in its 57th year, the book fair is just about $13,000 from that million mark. Last year, they raised a record $65,810 in sales. The book fair fills the Northfield Ice Arena with more than 65,000 items, all of them donated by community members. Books, CDs, DVDs, and even vinyl. They'll be accepting donations from April 9th through the 20th. The sale runs April 24th through the 28th. Last year, the auxiliary was able to purchase a wheelchair-accessible van for the residents of the long-term care center. News from around the state is next.